Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth. We're listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Monday on this 13th day of April 2020. I trust you all had a blessed Resurrection Day celebration yesterday, even if you were alone, as I was, due to this quarantine that's going on globally. And I know some of you had the privilege and blessing of being with family because they live with you anyway. But I hope no matter how you celebrated or where you celebrated, the Holy Spirit gave you the joy of celebrating the resurrection of Christ our King and the celebration of the empty tomb. So I trust that you are refreshed and eager to hear a very important program today. I have a guest on today that I have known for quite a while, but I've never had him on the program before. I'm so excited to have him on for the very first time. His name is Banu Gadi. He has a doctorate in pharmacy degree, and he owns and operates Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. And he's also an elder at New Hyde Park Baptist Church on Long Island, a church that has a very prominent place in my own life. In fact, when I was a brand new Christian in the 1980s, I frequented a singles Bible study that was hosted by New Hyde Park Baptist Church, and have maintained friendships there ever since. And today we are going to be addressing a pharmacist's council on the coronavirus. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Banu Gadi.
Thank you so much, Chris. Glad to be on with you. You're so generous in saying what you said about me.
Oh, my pleasure, brother. And I'm still waiting to be invited over your home to have the best lamb vindaloo that has ever been cooked on an Indian oven.
You got it. Anytime. You pass by this way, you stop by. You don't even need to knock on the door. You just come in.
And you better have the samosa and the chicken pakora and the raita and the naan and all those other things.
Well, you know what? Then if that is the case, you need to plan on spending 1 week here.
Yes, anybody who knows me knows I love my Indian food. And before we go into your personal testimony of salvation, a brief summary of it, because that is a tradition we have here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, whenever we have a Christian guest on the program, since this is a Christian program, I like to have that first-time guest give a summary of their salvation story. But why don't you just briefly give a plug to the three pharmacies that you own on Long Island, New York?
Yeah, well, Long Beach Chemist is located in Long Beach, New York, and Prescription Center of Long Island is in Hempstead, as you said, and Lee's Drugs is in Floral Park. And here we, not just dispensing, our passion is people's health, not just giving them medication, but there is a lot that goes on when you take the medication, and there are a lot of aspects which control how that medication works. So we are about the totality of how a person is and how the medication works and to improve their health. So all these three pharmacies are special. They specialize in bringing that kind of pharmaceutical care to the communities here.
Great. Well, if anybody wants more information about those pharmacies, you can go to LeesDrugsRx.com, Lees, L-E-E-S, DrugsRx.com, and you could ask them for the other locations of pharmacies owned by Banu Gadi when you contact them, if that is not the one that is in your area. Well, as I said before, I would love to hear your personal salvation testimony, including what religion you were raised in and how our Sovereign Lord providentially raised up circumstances in your life that drew you to himself and saved you.
Well, obviously, if my accent didn't give it away, I'm from India.
I thought you were from Hoboken, New Jersey. I'm sorry.
Yep, that could be true, too, nowadays, you see. And my our family's introduction to Christ, we are from a Hindu background, and my maternal grandfather, he was suffering from an unknown illness for quite a while, and he was introduced to a Christian congregation, and he was asked to go there for prayer. And as they were praying for him, as he closed his eyes, he received miraculous healing. And that is how my mother was introduced to Christ, and she became a believer.
Wow.
And
this is coming from an elder at a Calvinist Baptist church. He's not charismatic nor Pentecostal.
And also, one more thing is, when my parents got married, my dad was still a Hindu, and my mother was a believing Christian at that time. And I grew up witnessing this tussle between a Hindu and a Hindu father and a Christian mother. And she did not complain to anyone other than just spend hours and hours and hours on her knees and just pouring her heart out about her husband who is not saved. And in time, I have witnessed that ever since I was born, my mother's prayers. And about 8 years into their marriage, and my father was so broken, one day he just wakes up and looks into her eye and says, "Why do you do all these things? And I want what you have." And that is how he got saved. And praise God indeed, brother. And that is how I was raised. And I was not saved by any means then. But around when I was about 16 years old, my uncle, my mother's brother, is a pastor in India. And there are these open air meetings. When these open air meetings are conducted, and I was there, I was listening to one preacher preach about from Revelation, and I was so convicted about my sin and my need for a savior. And that night, the Christ came out, came and saved me from my sin, and that was quite a while ago. I was 16 years old then.
Wow. So that was about 3 years ago?
Yes. I'd like to think so, but...
And so when did this interest in becoming a pharmacist, in fact, even earning a doctorate in pharmacy, come about in your life? How did that occur?
That is a long road. I was I went to school in India, and I went to a university, and I got my master's in physics. And I was 2 years into my PhD program doing theoretical physics, quantum optics. That is when I had applied to come to the U.S. to go to school here. That was in 1991. 1991 August, I stopped that PhD program, and I stepped foot on the U.S. in August of 1991. And then I went to various schools, and by 1994, I got married. And in 1994, there was a job opening, end of 1994, there was a job opening in information technology. So I took that, and I did not, I was in master's or to get electrical engineering in University of Dayton. And I did not finish that, and I went to work for a company. And I worked for several companies in the South. One is a South Texas project, that's a nuclear power project, and then I worked for Oracle Corporation as a consultant, and I worked for Alcatel, and I worked for DSA Communications and Telecom. And after that, so that is when there was a pharmacy that came up for sale around 2002 time frame in New York. And because my brother-in-law and sister both are pharmacists, it is a pharmacy that came up for sale, so we decided to purchase that, and that is when... I was not a pharmacist then. I got the pharmacy. And in 2003, thinking about it, I know, why owning a pharmacy? You know what? Let me go to the pharmacy school. I have always been interested in the health issues, and I used to delve a little deeper into the health issues. And we purchased that pharmacy, and I decided to go to pharmacy school in 2003. And I became a pharmacist in 2009, and that's where we stand.
Praise God. And how did you discover and eventually join, and then even subsequent to that, become an elder at New Hyde Park Baptist Church?
Well, coming from Texas, one of our major concerns was finding a good, well-balanced church. And my sister and brother-in-law, they lived in an area called Garden City Park on Long Island, very close to the New Hyde Park Baptist Church. And one Sunday when I was visiting in 2002, went there for the first time, I heard Pastor Gary Scott preach, and I was just so thrilled to hear him preach about and give full counsel from the Word of God and expository preaching. And that is when we knew that New Hyde Park Baptist Church is the place that God is leading us to.
Praise God. And that was two pastors ago. In fact, the Lord had me in his providence a spoke in the wheel of all of your pastors since Gary Scott, coming to be given the call to pastor there, Gary Scott and Fred Zaspel, and now Doug McMasters, who's a dear friend of mine and a mutual friend of Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. And it's such a blessing to know him and my dear friend Brian McLaughlin, who I have known for quite a long time. Since 1995, he began attending the debates that I began orchestrating on Long Island in 1995 between Dr. James White and Roman Catholic apologists. And Brian, from what I remember, was already an evangelical and attending a Pentecostal church, but he was still open to be convinced by Roman Catholics, and he was, I think, on the edge. And the debate that he had, that Dr. White had with Jerry Matatix, I think, really blew him way into the Protestant side of the Tiber River.
That's wonderful, yeah.
And so if anybody, by the way, wants to learn more about New Hyde Park Baptist Church, I'm always happy to plug a fine congregation like that. The website is nhpbc.com. NHP, standing for New Hyde Park, BC for Baptist Church.com. And hopefully I'll remember to repeat that information later on in the broadcast. This is a very bizarre day that we are living in. A very strange day, a very frightening day for some more so than others. And even those that are still strong and healthy physically, Many of them either have already lost their livelihoods, or at least they have been put on hold, which has damaged their lives in many ways, especially financially. As I have even told you off the air, this radio program has been negatively affected financially because two of our largest advertisers are on hiatus because their businesses have been so negatively affected due to the coronavirus scare. Tell me right off the bat, when you started hearing about the coronavirus, I'm assuming on the news, unless it was through patients coming into the pharmacies, but tell us what immediately began to turn as far as the gears and wheels in your brain. What were you thinking when you started hearing about these reports about this disease, which started in Wuhan, China?
Well, you know, I started following this when it started in China. And the first thing that went through my mind is, having known how these viral illnesses, and I followed previous MERS, that is Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, and SARS, the importance of vitamin D in controlling and this viral illness. And immediately I was struck by the fact that we are coming out of the winter months, and the vitamin D deficiency is a pandemic in the U.S. Not only in the U.S., all over the world. So that's what went through my mind. And
did you say that the vitamin D deficiency is a pandemic throughout the world? Is that what you said?
Absolutely, yes, yes. Yeah, vitamin D deficiency, almost 50-60%, if not 70% of the U.S. population is either deficient in vitamin D or insufficient in vitamin D.
Now, could you briefly explain why that is?
Yes, the vitamin D is a steroid hormone, which is made from our exposure to the sunlight. Okay, if we have proper cholesterol levels in our body. And also also our avoidance of sun exposure during summer months, and in the U.S. latitudes, most of the latitudes you don't make vitamin D until April or May.
So it's kind of like a gamble: do I get skin cancer or do I get vitamin D deficiency? Right.
Well, that is there is a lot of debate there. And I don't want to go into that that aspect now, but vitamin D deficiency, I knew right away that it could be a problem. And it is, this virus has been affecting some more than others. And I, in January itself, I started telling all my employees to get on the high doses of vitamin D. And I've been advocating, them taking vitamin D supplements. All my family, we take vitamin D supplements. And also the previous MERS and SARS data, if we go through that, there is published data that is available. People who have a vitamin D levels of between above 50 nanograms per ml, or even better, 60 to 100 nanograms per ml, did not get affected as much with those illnesses. So I, assumed, not assumed, but it's an educated guess, that vitamin D levels being high would provide us a level of immunity to this illness. And as time went on, I cannot tell you how right this assumption was. And also that I started digging into this literature, and I started posting on March 23rd on the Facebook, going into the science and going into the mechanics of the mechanisms of how vitamin D works and in preventing exacerbations from this disease.
Now, how about if you already have it? Does a vitamin D therapy, if you will, does that help cure or hasten the virus from completing its illness? within the one who's already has it?
See, I think we need to look at how what is a virus? Virus is not a living thing. Okay, unlike bacteria. Bacteria needs bacteria can replicate on its own, but virus cannot.
A virus is not a living thing.
No, it is not.
I didn't know that until just this second.
Yes. What it is virus has to access the cell. First of all, it has to get into the cell. It has to attach itself to some receptors on the cell and gain entry into the cell. And then it has to access the viral, the cellular replication mechanism, the cellular transcription mechanism. So what it is using is the cell has this the transcription mechanisms, which is in the nucleus. It makes all these proteins and all these substances that we need, our body needs. What it does is it taps into that mechanism. It unravels itself and it injects its RNA, the RNA imprint into the nucleus, and hijacks the cellular replication mechanism to make this viral protein. Okay. And once all these viral proteins are made, it reassembles itself, and the cell bursts open, and the process starts all over again. So that is how this virus replicates. And also, according to some early reports, the viral replication is so rapid in SARS-CoV-2, that is this coronavirus, which is causing COVID disease. The replication in this, see, even though MERS and SARS were, the previous ones were deadly and caused far higher casualties or in percentage terms than this, that one was not as contagious or it was not as virulent as this one, because the throat swabs in the initially infected people. People, even though they did not have the active disease or active symptoms, their throat swabs revealed that their viral counts were almost four orders of magnitude higher. So you just by speaking to somebody who doesn't even know that has a disease, it can be communicated, and that is the most sinister part of this illness. The rapidity with which it can spread. Now we all know, because in January and February we did not know that it could wreak havoc on our society here. But now, right after 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago, the first death of coronavirus happened in the U.S. And since then, we see how rapidly it spread.
I'm going to give our listeners our email address if you have questions of your own that you'd like to ask Banu Gadi. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please, as always, at least give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA, and only remain anonymous if it is a personal and private matter over which you are asking. I completely understand if anybody listening has the coronavirus or has a loved one with the coronavirus that you may not want to identify yourself. Things like that, I can understand you wanting to remain anonymous. But if it's just a general question, please at least give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. We have already a listener in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, Susan Margaret. And Susan Margaret asks, I have been listening to hours and hours and hours and hours of television broadcasts explaining in full detail what the coronavirus is, how it spreads, and of course, very often, the information that you hear the very next day is outdated and sometimes contradicted 180 degrees. But one thing that I cannot remember anyone ever mentioning is the positive results in preventing this virus through vitamin D. Am I missing something? And why would they omit this in these televised broadcasts, especially when they have scientists and doctors being interviewed?
See, the problem is, I think this is this is the soft underbelly of our healthcare system, Chris, because we, you know, probably are not used to a disease spreading this quickly and exploiting the nutritional deficiency or deficiency of something this rapidly. And also we are used to this, you know, a drug, let's say if something works, or a substance works for some disease, that has to be put through this vigorous clinical trials, which take a long time for that to happen. And I think as in the medical system or the medical professionals have come to understand that modus operandi for such a long time. And I do not know, perhaps we are, you know, used to that system so much, and we are, for a problem such complex as this one, the solution could not be this simple. I do not know. I do not know why, and I have been reaching out to so many doctors around this area, and some are taking it positively. And also some of them themselves have become very sick and used vitamin D in high doses, and they have completely recovered from this. And also a lot of their patients, yes, yeah.
So it does have positive results on occasion with people who already have it.
Well, yeah, not on occasion. We have patients who are positive, who are, these are documentable cases, and with several primary care physicians around this area who are using this, and they are seeing, and the other day one doctor called me, and one of his patients, his levels were through the roof, and some of them, you know, there is something called D-dimer test. So with this, with the SARS-CoV-2, this coronavirus, it breaks apart the hemoglobin. When D-dimer levels are high, that means there is a blood clot or something that is that is breaking apart, breaking up, and releasing these compounds into the bloodstream that are measured. Okay, so D-dimer being high points to something called a blood clot breaking up. But here, without any blood clot, D-dimer goes up. That means, and now we are learning more and more. This is a mystery illness. We are learning more and more every day. Now we know that it breaks apart. There is something called hemoglobin, which carries oxygen to the cells, and that hemoglobin has to have these iron ions in it, okay, the iron ions. And see, usually the iron ion, if it just free-floating in the body, it can be very toxic. It can cause so much oxidative damage to various systems of the body. But here, the SARS-CoV-2, this virus, has found a way to decouple that iron from the hemoglobin. And so that, see, and also later parts of the disease, what is happening is people are not able to get oxygen. Their oxygen levels go down so quickly, because if there is no oxygen, if there is no iron in the hemoglobin, it cannot carry oxygen. And people are gasping for air, even without, see, and also mostly initially we thought it was this tremendous pneumonia, or the ARDS, or acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is treated by ventilators, and now the doctors are finding out it is not that. And, to apply the treatment of ventilators to this disease as a, is proving to be damaging in the end. So it decouples the iron from the hemoglobin, and that is what is showing up in the D-dimer test. And this one patient whose D-dimer levels were going through the roof, and his hemodynamic parameters were pointing to almost him not surviving. And 5 days after vitamin D, okay, he is completely normal. And this doctor on Saturday, he called me and he to thank me about how quickly the patient recovered.
Praise God.
Praise God indeed, brother.
Have you heard about or experienced or witnessed anybody who had no positive results from a good vitamin D protocol?
Everybody who is on this have improved. Everyone.
Wow.
Everyone. And also, let me tell you, okay, we have these pharmacies, three pharmacies, and we everybody comes into the pharmacy, and all my employees have been on this vitamin D for the past 8 weeks. Okay, And everybody is working. Everybody is working, serving patients. And we hear so much, thankfulness from the community that we are open and we are serving the community.
Well, we have to go to our first break, and we ask of those of you who are waiting to have your questions asked and answered to be patient. But if you'd like to get in line to ask your own question of Dr. Banu Gadi, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And as always, give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous. If your question involves a personal and private matter, don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Banu Gadi. Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to ptlbiblerebinding.com. That's ptlbiblerebinding.com. BibleRebinding.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. To hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, our guest today for the full 2 hours, with a little less than 90 minutes to go, is Dr. Banu Gadi. He is a New York pharmacist who has earned a PharmD, which is a doctorate in pharmacy, and he owns and operates Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. He's also an elder at New Hyde Park Baptist Church, Long Island, New York, and today we are addressing the theme, A Pharmacist's Counsel on the Coronavirus, and as we've discovered, Dr. Gadi has a lot to say about his enthusiasm and excitement over the wonderful results he is witnessing firsthand when people have been using vitamin D as a preventative and even as something to get through the virus if they already have it more quickly. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And Dr. Gadi, before I go to listener questions, were you finished saying what you were saying before the break, or do you want to conclude in any way?
No, I forgot what I was saying. So I'm new to this format, so yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Got to turn down the volume a little bit here because you were over-modulating a little. That's our fault on our end here. Okay, we have Tom in West Islip, Long Island, New York. He has actually three questions, so I usually don't take that many questions from one listener, but since it's about something as serious as this, and also because they're good questions, I'll ask all of them. First, Tom wants to know about the effectiveness of the hydroxychloroquine HCQ plus Z-Pak drug combo against the virus.
Yes, hydroxychloroquine is something, the way it works is it is a zinc ionophore. So it brings zinc ions into the cell. Okay, we all know there was a product some time ago called Zicam, which is a zinc thing, and which is applied in the nasal passages, and those zinc lozenges are used in flu outbreaks. In the literature, we see that zinc has prevented not this particular virus, but in the other viruses, rhinovirus, in some study, they have discovered that zinc has reduced the viral replication rate by almost 1,000 to 1 million fold. So, yes, zinc as a zinc ionophore, this can work. But the thing is, the intervention has to be early enough to prevent and suppress the viral replication, especially when the virus is replicating so fast. Any approach has to be early enough. And if you wait until all this, these exacerbations in the last 2 days, where, things can happen so fast, that may or may not work.
Now, is there any danger of using your protocol with vitamin D in addition to using the hydroxychloroquine?
No, not at all. This is the thing. I have some of the emergency room doctors and physician's assistants. We have friends. And I'm having them measure the vitamin D levels of people who are going on the ventilators. And none of them, Chris, none of them came above 15. that is a severe deficiency of vitamin D. Okay, none of them. And also, we all know that people who are going on the ventilators, 80% of them are ending up in the body bags.
Wow.
So this does not prove anything, but thing is, we need to ask these questions, because when we are facing such an epidemic, and which is progressing at such a rapid rate, and killing people, these symptoms are very mild, sometimes very benign, and you know, nobody, and also about 10th day or so, this thing, everything starts unraveling, and body is compensating and compensating and compensating, and at some point it cannot compensate. And that is when the serious exacerbations happen, and by then it is too late.
We have a second question from Tom in West Islip, New York. Effectiveness of drinking tonic water has quinine, he has in parentheses, in combination with taking a high-potency multivitamin, high in A, C, D3, with zinc, the poor man's HCQ plus Z-Pak combo.
You know, absolutely. Quinine is known to be a zinc ionophore as well. So that has the potential to bring in zinc ions into the cell. That can definitely work. And high-potency multivitamins, always vitamins are can definitely work.
Tom's definitely done his homework here.
Absolutely.
The third question is the effect of drinking lots of water and gargling with salt water to halt the virus spread into your lungs.
You know, that is a great question. Okay, see, thing is, salt water gargles, not only in this viral illness, but in any viral illness or any illness, salt water gargles have proven to be effective. And study after study after study, they prove that salt water gargles are effective. Whether it works by suppressing the viral replication in the throat or not, we do not know how it works. But salt water gargles are definitely effective. And also, drinking plenty of fluids is absolutely imperative, because this is dehydration is one of the main causes where people end up in the hospitals, and people end up in the hospital and they are put on IV fluids, and within 2 hours, without doing anything, they start feeling better. So dehydration is one of the serious issues. So drinking water is very good, and also when body is dealing with it and when the virus is being killed off, all these viral particles, and this is something called an enveloped virus. It has an envelope or a membrane outside. Okay, when the viral particles are being broken up, and all the toxins, these endotoxins from that envelope, can overwhelm our system. So water is a very good way of getting rid of those.
And Tom reveals something very interesting here. He says, I have since recovered from having the virus. Mm-hmm. I take a high-potency vitamin, multivitamin, with zinc every day, and during the sickness, drank a large amount of water and gargled with salt water. My case would likely have been considered mild, given extreme symptoms only lasted 2 days.
I'd like to know what extreme symptoms are. Is it shortness of breath and those things?
Well, Tom, if you're listening still, I hope you are, and I'm very sure that you probably are. Why don't you just answer Banu's question with another email? And he wants to know what the severe symptoms were. We have a mutual friend of both of ours, Dr. Banu. We have Pastor Mac Tomlinson of Providence Chapel in Denton, Texas. Warm greetings to Chris and Dr. Gotti. My question is, what is the single most important way to pray for New York City in the days ahead? Oh, that's a different kind of question.
Absolutely. Pastor Mac, this is, people in other areas may not realize how serious it is. Here it is, there is fear everywhere. So pray that God would be glorified even through this, and people will receive the comfort through many efforts that we are doing here.
Thank you, Pastor Mac Thomason. And by the way, I always love to take advantage of the opportunity to promote an excellent church when a pastor emails a question. So if anybody lives in Denton, Texas, or nearby Denton, Texas, Providence Chapel in Denton, Texas, can be found at their website, providencedenton.org. Providence, D-E-N-T-O-N dot O-R-G. And I'd like to ask my audience to continue to pray that my oldest brother, John, who is in his mid-70s, when he is able to, after the hysteria over the coronavirus scare dies down somewhat, that my brother agrees to meeting again with Pastor Mac. Pastor Mac visited him in the hospital when he had to be rushed to the hospital not long ago. It had nothing to do with the coronavirus, but he has an aortic aneurysm, and Pastor Mac visited him unannounced, which was the only way he probably would have been able to, because my brother's been very apprehensive to meet with Mac, because my brother is not a Bible-believing evangelical Christian. But he was very, very accepting of this visit and gave me a very good report, my brother, that is. So hopefully he will be up for more visits. I would appreciate you all praying to that end, and especially that he gets saved by the grace and mercy of Christ. He has critical stage emphysema on top of everything I mentioned. Thank you, Pastor Tomlinson, and I look forward to the next time I get a chance to interview you on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I have another question that I will ask you, and then you could answer it when we return from the break. The question is from CJ in Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York, and CJ wants to know, do you think the reason we hardly ever hear anything about vitamin D in the media, when nearly 24 hours a day on some stations, we are hearing nothing but discussions on the coronavirus, is that doctors, by and large, are not trained in health, nutrition, and the use of vitamins? It seems that they are typically only regurgitating the line, have a balanced diet, which what on earth does that mean? And they prescribe drugs and other things, but they very rarely get into the benefits of vitamins and other matters when it comes to health and nutrition. Okay, so you could answer that when we come back. Our email address, again, is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence, if you live outside the USA. And by the way, folks, this is our midway break. It's the longer than normal break, so please be patient, because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us this longer break, because the FCC requires of them to localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and all their programming to Lake City, Florida. So therefore, while we air our commercials that are heard globally in the midway break, they air public service announcements and other things that are local to Lake City, Florida. So please use this time wisely, since it is a longer break. Write down the information provided by many of our advertisers so that you can more frequently and successfully patronize them, because, once again, we need our advertisers to exist. The funding that comes from their advertising is the only way that Iron Sharpens Iron Radio continues to air, in addition to the generous donations that we receive. So please try to patronize them, even sometimes when it's a church that may be very far away from you. Why not just write them and thank them for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio? But also, send in a question to Dr. Banu Gadi, to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com, when it comes to any topic regarding the coronavirus. Don't go away. God willing, we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com, or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Today at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333, or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Brandon Scalf of Cruciform Bible Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chris Hatton of Grace Chapel in Sanford, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Jack Wilkie, minister of the Forney Church of Christ in Forney, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mike Wachowski of Westminster Chapel in Ball Ground, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Cooley of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston, Massachusetts, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brock Evans from Wading River Baptist Church in Wading River, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Lasser of Crestview Baptist Church in Big Spring, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB, and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. To hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations.
They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, every time you purchase books from Solid Ground Christian Books, you are helping Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to remain on the air for a longer future because they are a primary sponsor of this program. We could not exist without the financial support of solid-ground-books.com, barring a miracle of God. So please, give them more incentive to continue to remain our sponsor by purchasing books from them as frequently as possible, whether it be for graduation gifts, whether it be for back-to-school gifts, whether it be for wedding anniversaries, birthdays, all kinds of reasons why you might purchase gifts, get-well-soon gifts, bereavement gifts. Go to solid-ground-books.com. Whether the person you are purchasing these books for is a Christian or not, if they are a brother or sister in Christ, you'll obviously be edifying them and educating them and blessing them with biblical truth that may be conveyed by an author in a way that they have never heard before, which draws them even closer to their Lord, God, Savior, and King, and further encourages them and gives them more boldness in their evangelism. And if it's a lost person, obviously, these books may be used as a tool of God himself to draw that person to eternal life and salvation in Jesus Christ. go to solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com, and please always mention that you heard about Solid Ground Christian Books from Chris Aronson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before we return to our interview with Dr. Banu Gadi, who is a New York pharmacist owning three drugstores in the Long Island, New York area, and also an elder at New Hyde Park Baptist Church on Long Island, before we return to our discussion on a pharmacist's counsel on the coronavirus, just have some important announcements to make. First of all, if you have not yet registered for the free spring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastors Luncheon, which we still intend to conduct, barring any unforeseen continuing of the ban on public gatherings. The event is being held, God willing, on Friday, May 29th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bongiorno Conference Center in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. That's the first time we've ever had it there, and I'm looking forward to that very much. And I'm also looking forward to having as our guest speaker for the very first time, God willing, Dr. Conrad Mbewe, who I believe is the most powerful preacher alive on the planet Earth, and I do not exaggerate in the slightest when I say that. Dr. Mbewe is the pastor of Kabwata Baptist Church in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa. He's also the former vice chancellor, or actually the former chancellor of African Christian University, where he is currently lecturing. And he is a highly sought-after conference speaker. Just absolutely mind-blowing how this man is gifted to proclaim and declare the gospel with such power and without playing any games and candy-coating or diluting the pure truth of the Holy Scriptures. If you want to join us, if we are still permitted to have this event, send me an email to chrisaronson@gmail.com, chrisaronson@gmail.com, and put luncheon or pastor's luncheon in the subject line. I will register you immediately, absolutely free of charge. Not only are you going to be able to hear Dr. Mbewe speak for free, and not only will you be fed a sumptuous meal by the Bongiorno Conference Center for free, but you'll also be receiving a ton of free books, a heavy sack of free books, brand new books that I have selected personally, that have been donated from major Christian publishers all over the United States and the United Kingdom, all for free. As I've mentioned before, this event was the brainchild of my precious late wife, Julie, who came up with this idea to treat my pastor friends to a Christmas lunch every year. And we began doing that, and she went home to be with her Lord, God, Savior, and King Christ Jesus for eternity. And after she passed, after several years of a hiatus, I relaunched the luncheons after relocating to Pennsylvania. I relaunched these luncheons in her tribute and honor and memory. And I hope that you can attend by sending me a free registration at chrisaronson@gmail.com. And that's Friday, May 29th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Even if you're very pessimistic that we will be able to have this gathering as early as May 29th, well, send me the email anyway, because this way, if we have to change the date, you'll be already on our list, and we will contact you with any new date should we need to arrange a new date. It's chrisaronson@gmail.com, and put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line. Friday, May 29th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bongiorno Conference Center, Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Also, folks, this is very important, and I hate asking this of you every day during the show, but it's something that needs to be done for this program's survival. Please, if you love this show, you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, you love the fact that I interview guests and cover topics that very often are not heard anywhere else, you love sharing the free downloadable MP3s with family, friends, and loved ones, you love winning free books by submitting questions when I'm interviewing authors, well, please, I'm urging you, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly by debit or credit card in that fashion, And you can also mail in a check via snail mail to the address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. During this coronavirus scare, we are more need of your financial assistance than ever before, because our two largest advertisers had to postpone further financial support of the program because their businesses have been so negatively impacted by the coronavirus scare. So please help us make up for that loss of income. Please help us to remain on the air if indeed you love the show. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can also advertise with us as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe. You don't have to believe identically with me, but you need to be promoting something that's compatible at the very least with what we believe. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put advertising in the subject line. I surely could use the advertising dollars to help us remain on the air. Also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church, and you're not prayerfully even seeking for one, you're living in rebellion against God, and so you have to rectify that situation. There's no such thing as a lone wolf, maverick Christian in the New Testament who is not under the headship of local elders and a biblically faithful church. There's no such thing as a Christian in good standing with God who is just bouncing around from church to church to church and never joining any of them, or never going to any church. So please, if you need help finding a biblically faithful church in your area, anywhere in the world, I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the planet Earth. So I may be able to help you find one right near where you live. I've already helped many people find churches near where they live all over the planet. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put "I need a church" in the subject line. One thing that I forgot to mention, folks, when it comes to donating to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio, I know that churches all over the world are hurting financially due to the coronavirus scare, not only because the folks are unable to show up physically during four worship services due to the bans on public gatherings, but also because members of churches have lost their jobs or at least been laid off temporarily, and they can't afford to even give to their local churches. So I'm asking you, when you donate to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, please don't siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church in order to give to this program, and never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to this program. Those are two commands of God in the scriptures to provide for your church and your family. Providing for this radio show is obviously not a command of God. But if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, you have a lot of extra money perhaps because you're not going out to eat in fancy restaurants anymore. You're not going to the movies. You're not going to theatrical performances and plays and concerts. You're not going to sporting events. You're not doing many things that you used to do because you are isolated in your home most of the time. Well, please use some of that money, any percentage of that money that you want to, even all of it, to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, if indeed, as I said, you love the show and you don't want it to go away. So go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now if you are donating. And if you have a question for our guest, Banu Gotti, a New York pharmacist who owns and operates three drugstores in the Long Island, New York area, and an elder at New Hyde Park Baptist Church on Long Island, if you want to join us with a question on a pharmacist's counsel on the coronavirus, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And Dr. Gotti, before the break, I got a reply from Tom in West Islip. You had asked him what the severe symptoms were.
Yes.
And I don't think I read his answer before the break. My memory is going pretty badly. But Tom in West Islip, New York, I'm looking for his reply. Oh, he said the severe symptoms were severe headache, fatigue, and fever.
Okay.
And he also wants to know if you have any recommendations for Indian restaurants on Long Island.
He can come to my house.
Well, you better have me there first, or at least with him.
All right, no problem.
I've been waiting for years to come over there. Thank you very much, Tom. And we also have now Michael in Princeton, New Jersey. Please present these three questions to Dr. Gotti. What have you read or heard about taking large doses, about 2 grams a day, of ascorbic acid, vitamin C, as a part of a regimen to minimize the impact of infection with COVID-19? And I'll read the other two questions after you answer that.
Also, before we went to break, there was a question about why doctors do not recommend...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I believe that was CJ in Lindenhurst.
Yes, I think.
I wanted to know why the... And he was surmising that doctors know little about health and nutrition and vitamins because even though they may go for many years to medical school, that's not a part of their training, typically. At least that's a common understanding. I don't know if that's still a truth today in this day and age, but...
Well, let's address that. And as a society and as people, we have become busy in more ways than one. And we are, from morning to evening, we are running around. And also, we do not have any time. See, things, everything is so mechanized and so organized, if you will. And it's like most of the understanding that we have is, you know, take a vitamin pill, multivitamin pill, and everything will be okay. And we will deal with the symptoms as we go along. And that is how the medical science and medical, professionals have evolved over time. And that is to our detriment. And we stop looking at these levels. You know, as long as we have, you know, sufficient levels to not to cause any trouble, we are okay. And there is no, you know, doctors also, you know, the way they, most of them, they are so inundated with taking care of the symptoms, and we cannot place the blame in one place. You know, neither doctors nor us nor the whole system has to change. I hope, you know, with this, I think this coronavirus, as urgent as it is, I think it brings our attention back to these nutritional deficiencies. Okay. And also, I'd like to touch on how this vitamin D really works in doing what it does. So, vitamin D is in the nucleus. There is some, you know, vitamin D receptors are everywhere. These receptors are these are the lock and key mechanism, okay, where vitamin D fits into that vitamin D receptor very well, and after opening that lock, it can do what it is supposed to do. So vitamin D receptors are in the nucleus, and vitamin D is extremely important in that, in those transcription mechanisms that I mentioned before. And if vitamin D is not it does not occupy that, and that may be available for anything else. And virus has to use that mechanism to replicate itself. So vitamin D, if we have good levels of vitamin D, that can suppress the viral replication that way. The second way it works is there is immune system. And previous understanding of our vitamin D is, you know, we take as long as we have enough vitamin D, it prevents rickets and it is good for bone building. That's all the classical understanding of vitamin D was. And for the past 40, 50 years, that's what our understanding was. And later on, for the past 20 years or so, there is more research into this, and how vitamin D regulates our immune system has been known in recent years. And there is something called, there is two branches of our immune system. One is innate immunity, and the second one is the adaptive immunity. And in the innate immune system, the vitamin D presence will upregulate. There are compounds that are upregulated. That means they're produced more only in the presence of vitamin D. These compounds are known to suppress or kill viruses by attaching into this. As we said before, it is an enveloped virus, And there are areas in that envelope where these compounds that are generated in the presence of vitamin D latches onto and pokes holes into the virus, and that virus cannot survive. And the second way it works is there is a adaptive branch of this immune system. In there are two ways it works. One branch is pro-inflammatory, and the second branch is anti-inflammatory. And the severe symptoms that people are experiencing with respect to this breathlessness and gasping for breath, and there is something called these cytokines. This in this branch of the immune system, the cytokines, these are the chemicals that are generated with in the immune system in the hopes of killing that or killing the pathogen. Okay. What happens is in this, it's been observed that most of this adverse effects that are being observed in the later stages of this disease, this our body's immune system is generating this form of this inflammatory cytokines. Okay, but the presence of vitamin D, what it does is it shifts it from that inflammatory branch and a pro-inflammatory branch to the anti-inflammatory branch. So vitamin D can prevent the cytokine storm. Okay, so it works in multiple ways. So the importance of vitamin D cannot be overlooked in treating this this disease or in preventing contracting this disease. So why the medical science has not looked into it, because we have not experienced this urgency before. I think we have gotten used to the status quo. I think now this pathogen is making us rethink again. So that would be my long answer to that.
Yeah, but this has been going on for months, and as our listener said before, and I agree, you could listen to Fox News or any other network on television for hours, maybe even 24 hours, and never hear vitamin D mentioned at all. It's just amazing to me.
It is amazing, and also that is the reason why I decided to write these posts on the Facebook starting March 23rd, and I try to explain the detailed mechanism, how the vitamin D is important, and also there are other natural compounds that can aid in this. And also the second listener asked a question about vitamin C. Okay.
Yes, let me read the question again. What have you read or heard about taking large doses, about 2 grams a day, of ascorbic acid vitamin C as a part of a regimen to minimize the impact of COVID-19?
Yes, that is there is a lot of evidence for the benefit that can benefit in this that regimen can benefit a patient who is fighting COVID. But we need to understand how and why this works. Okay. And also, when I talked about this decoupling of the iron ions from the hemoglobin, these iron ions can cause a lot of oxidative damage. Okay, if stray ion iron ion happens to be there, the lungs and the lung tissue, the alveoli where the gas exchange happens, it is equipped with mechanisms to deal with that antioxidant, that ion, and with antioxidants and other mechanisms, and carry it away and before it does its damage. But now, if thousands and thousands and millions of these ions are floating around, and that can overwhelm the system, and we need good antioxidants, and vitamin C is a great antioxidant. And whether 2 grams is sufficient to do the fighting, maybe it definitely does not hurt in the initial stages of this disease. Taking 2 grams can definitely help, and also maybe even higher. Until we can tolerate it, maybe people can take it up to a level that can be tolerated.
Okay, the second question from Michael in Princeton, New Jersey. Do you have any opinion on the relationship between viral load on initial exposure to COVID-19 and severity of symptoms? I believe it may explain, in particular, why medical workers may be at greater risk than the general population.
You know, as we talked about it already, the viral load in this is tremendous. If it is four orders of magnitude higher, that is 10,000 times or more higher, the replication potential. Okay, that is where most of the damage occurs, where people are asymptomatic and generating these viral particles in magnificent levels, and they don't even know that they got the disease, and they are walking around, running around, and also they are spewing these viral particles, and that is the reason why wearing the mask can mitigate the spread a little bit. Yes, medical professionals are definitely at a greater risk of contracting this.
Yeah, I could never figure out why initially many of these so-called health experts and physicians were on Fox News and other places telling people, don't wear the face masks, it's not going to help you at all, blah, blah, blah. Now they're saying, oh, please, we urge you, wear the face masks. And it was really strange, because if everybody for years has been saying, if you have to cough when you're in, or sneeze when you're in the presence of someone else, do it in the sleeve of your elbow, where your elbow is. Now, if that is supposed to be a help to people, why wouldn't a face mask?
True. We cough into our elbow and we elbow bump somebody, right?
By the way, our friend, Pastor Mac Tomlinson of Providence Chapel in Denton, Texas, wanted you to clarify something. He said, is it vitamin D3 that you were mentioning?
Yes, absolutely. That was the differentiation I was going to make a little later. There is something called vitamin D2, that is ergocalciferol, which is only available by prescription, which in the studies, it has not been proven that effective with respiratory illness. It can fix the numbers. It can bring up the numbers, but the thing is, it's not converted in the body properly. And also, vitamin D2 can result in vitamin D toxicity. That is talked about by many, many doctors. And whenever I approach doctors with megadosing of vitamin D, they talk about vitamin D toxicity. And vitamin D3 is definitely not toxic. And long-term use of vitamin D3 in high doses has not been proven toxic. But vitamin D2 can prove to be, because it is not converted properly in the liver and various tissues of the body as easily as vitamin D3 is converted.
Well, that's a very vital distinction then, because you're saying it's impossible to overdose on D3, but not on vitamin D2.
Yeah, not impossible, but the thing is, megadoses, high doses of vitamin D3 over a long time have been proven safe.
Okay, we have Arnie in Perry County, Pennsylvania, and in fact, I'm going to ask his question, and then we're going to go to our final break, which is a much quicker break, much shorter break. We will have you answer it when we return. The question is from Arnie in Perry County, Pennsylvania: do you suggest any kind of specific diet that would help us to have the proper levels of vitamin D in our system in order to prevent getting a virus such as the coronavirus in the future? Very good question, and we'll have you answer it when we return. And if anybody else has a question, we do have a couple of people waiting. If anybody else has a question and you want to get in line, do it quickly, because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Banu Gadi after these messages from our sponsors.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. To hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com, and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently, his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, We hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics in Islam at the Toronto Baptist Seminary, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jeff Downs of Knox Reformed Presbyterian Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mark Grimaldi of Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Long Island in Merrick, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Scott Pasolo of the Master's Church of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kevin Vigneault of the Bible Church of Port Washington, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Andrew Smith of Christ Reformed Community Church in St. Augustine, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Clint Leiter of Highway M Chapel, Sedalia, Missouri, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, you can call cvbbs.com at their toll-free number, 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231. Only call that number Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, because they do not man that phone line outside of those days and hours, and there is no voicemail. So just call 800-656-0231 Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We are now back with the final segment of our interview with Dr. Banu Gadi, and we are addressing A Pharmacist's Counsel on the Coronavirus. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And there is no question here from Barbara Ann in Hendersonville, Tennessee. She just wants to thank you for giving such great advice. And going back to the questioner before the last break, do you have any advice or recommended diet that is high in vitamin D?
Absolutely. How much time do I have?
Right now you have about 14 minutes.
No, that's okay. No, absolutely. There is see, the thing is, we need to understand where how the vitamin D is made. Vitamin D is made from a molecule called cholesterol. Okay, and the much maligned and much talked about molecule for the past 50-60 years. The cholesterol, when it is exposed to ultraviolet radiation in the sun, that turns to inactive form of vitamin D. And if we have proper cholesterol levels in our body, and if we go exposed to full sun for about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, that can generate up to 10 to 15,000 units of vitamin D. Okay, so that is how the vitamin D is made. And the foods themselves, eggs have a good amount of vitamin D. They can supply us with a good amount of vitamin D. And also cod liver oil has vitamin D, and salmon. And also when taking vitamin D, other minerals are very important as well, like magnesium. Magnesium helps in the vitamin D conversion. All the green leafy vegetables, they have magnesium in it. And also magnesium is something that we do not get enough of. Maybe we can take a magnesium supplement as well. So well-balanced diet, I think once we come out of this crisis, we all need to seriously take a look at our nutrition, our diet properly, so we can maintain these important and very crucial vitamins and minerals in our body at an optimum level, so we will not have to go through this, what we are going through now in the future.
Don't carrots have a lot of vitamin D?
No, carrots have vitamin A. There's a
beta-carotene,
yes.
How about milk?
Milk can have vitamin D if cattle roam around in the pastures, but if they don't, they do not have enough vitamin D, but it is fortified with vitamin, I believe it is D2.
So that's not the greatest vitamin D.
No.
Does lamb vindaloo have a lot of vitamin D?
Well, it can.
Because I'll never get coronavirus ever if that's the case.
Well, we'll see.
We have, let's see here, Ronald in Eastern Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, who asks, are there any brands of the vitamin D3 that are far superior to others?
See, we carry something called this Bronson vitamin D3 and K2. There are good brands like Thorne Labs, or there are a few of them. I don't remember all of these. But vitamin D is needs to be taken for long term. Okay, this thing is all the recommendations that I'm giving here for high doses of vitamin D is to get through this crisis. But for the long term, vitamin D has to be taken along with, there is another vitamin called K2. Okay, vitamin D aids in calcium absorption, and vitamin K2 is instrumental in calcium transport mechanisms. Like K2 tells this calcium that is absorbed where to go, so it doesn't end up in the wrong places in the body.
Let's see. We have a similar question. Somebody was asking about brands. We have, let's see here. I just was looking at it, and it disappeared. BB, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania. BB in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania says, how do we know, or how can we check to make sure that we are not being ripped off by some fly-by-night company manufacturing something that they label as vitamin D3, but it is really an inferior or perhaps even phony product?
You know what? There is, there is that concern out there. But stick with reputable companies like Bronson, or talk to your pharmacist your health food store. They should be able to guide you to a good product. There are lots of reputable companies out there.
So, in other words, you wouldn't advise somebody just ordering something off the internet that they saw advertised.
You know what? See, the thing is, this is where I land on that one. you can get a lot of vitamins from the internet, but not, you will not get the same advice talking to your local pharmacist or local healthcare professional along with that.
Well, I want to make sure, before we go to any more listener questions, that you have about 5 minutes to really provide the information that you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today on this subject before we go off the air.
Okay. So this is what I want to say. If anybody has contracted this virus, okay, please do not presume or assume that the benignness of your symptoms. Okay, and you need to treat this very seriously, because these symptoms may be very benign for the most part until they get very serious. Okay, so vitamin D, and also if your vitamin D levels are low, you must fortify, you must supplement right away, okay? And talk to your local pharmacist, or you can reach out to me as well, and I'm on the Facebook. You can message me on the Facebook, or you can contact me on my, give my email, or through our website you can contact us. Okay. And also, if anybody is having any serious symptoms at all, okay, and had to be taken to the hospital, please insist that they be given at least 200,000 to 300,000 units of vitamin B3 before they do anything. Before the doctors do anything, you must insist. Vitamin D has to be on board for this fight. Okay, if you do have vitamin D on board for this fight, they will more than likely they will come out of it without any problem.
Okay, well, let's see here. We have John in Bangor, Maine, who wants to know: are any hospitals that you are aware of adopting the vitamin D regimen?
No, I do not know of any hospitals I'm aware of.
Wow, that's crazy.
I spoke to several doctors, and some doctors, they said they would try to use it. But there are, with respect to vitamin D, there are hard stops in the pharmacy systems in the hospitals. They cannot give this more than 50,000 units a week, and doctors have to get special authorization, special permission to give it to their patients. So this system is not conducive for vitamin D therapy, and I don't think the doctors are convinced that vitamin D works the way it does.
Wow, your answer really surprised me. It's mind-boggling. It's really, really mind-boggling. Let's see here. We have Harrison in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, who says, has it proven to be false, the commonly repeated phrase, that young people are far less susceptible to the coronavirus?
No, that has been proven to be false. And in the cases that we see here, most in these hospitals, most of the people, even young children, as young as 18 years old, have succumbed to this illness. And most of the people that we are seeing here in the local hospitals here are in the range of, you know, their 30s and 40s. So that seems to be that is a myth. And the only common theme that we can see in the cases that I have seen is the vitamin D deficiency.
Wow. Now, do you know if statistically these younger people have a pre-existing condition, which initially for weeks they were saying that everybody who has severe effects, negative effects from the coronavirus, has a pre-existing condition like diabetes or something, but that seems to have vanished as a fact. But is it true with the younger people that they almost all, or a high percentage, have a pre-existing condition?
You know, in the two young cases that I have seen and I have known, not personally, but from friends, they didn't have any pre-existing conditions. These young people, 18 years old and about in their 20s.
Wow. Yeah. Let's see here. We have Bobby in Hartsdale, New York, who says, it's amazing that I keep hearing in the media that we should not go to the hospital or a doctor if we fear we have contracted the coronavirus, and yet it seems to be resulting on occasion in death. What is your advice?
My advice, see, the problem is that advice that doctors are saying that you know, do not come to the hospitals, because there is no there is no way to treat this at the hospital also, other than hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, which can be taken right at home. So the hospitals are already overwhelmed with serious cases. So they want people to stay home until the symptoms become serious, and without giving them any proper advice as to how to take care of them at home. And that is the most a concerning part in this. I think people need to know that there is a lot that they can do right at home. Vitamin D is available over the counter. D3 is available over the counter in everywhere, and they need to drink plenty of fluids and also salt water goggles, and keep yourself hydrated, and also if you and breathing exercises, and that need to be done. You need to oxygenate your lungs, and vitamin C is a great addition that you can do. All the antioxidant support that you can get. That is correct, that they are being advised to stay home until the symptoms get worse.
So you agree with that advice?
Well, you know, because yes, I do. You know, as long as people who are recovering or suffering at home, they have all this information, how to take care of themselves at home, so that these symptoms will not be exacerbated and result in something very serious.
RJ in White Plains, New York, says, I just recently watched a documentary that has been circulating on Facebook and the internet very widely that gives the idea that the coronavirus actually began purposely as a tool of war in China in a laboratory. And although the root is bats, it is not a mistake that occurred in the wet market. Do you have any of your own theories on this?
No, I do not. But the thing is that this the urgent and current question is, how do we protect from it? Protect ourselves from it. I think there are ways to do it. So, you know what? All those details will be sorted out by experts in the days to come.
Well, Banu, it was fascinating having you on today, and I, without a doubt, want you to return to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, especially when there are developments, new developments that we hear about in the media and so on. And if you could, first of all, let me give the website for one of your drugstores, Lee's Drug, I'm sorry, LeesDrugsRx.com. That's L-E-E-S, DrugsRx.com. And you can find out the information on the other locations on Long Island, New York, where Banu Gatti has a pharmacy that he owns and operates. Do you have any other contact information you care to share?
Yeah, my email address is bgadde@nyrph.com. And my Facebook handle is BHANU GADDE. And if you search for that, I have several posts, and all this information I try to capture in those four or five posts that I have done in the past about 4 or 5 weeks.
Can you repeat your email address again?
It is bgadde, B-G-A-D-D-E, at nyrph.com.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gatti, and I look forward to having you back, as I already stated, and I look forward to accepting that invitation to have an Indian meal at your home.
Yes, and thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
I want to thank everybody who listened today. Oh, let me one more time also plug New Hyde Park Baptist Church, where Dr. Gatti is an elder. The website there is nhpbc.com. That's NHP for New Hyde Park, BC for BaptistChurch.com. I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.
Amen.